Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Yep. And Orin's going to tell us about what he's got.
Yes, it's a white disc, yeah. About 2 inches tall. Hey, Orin.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, white disc.
Yeah, that's in fact, right. That's
finally, we found a way to use CD-ROM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this is, right? CD-ROM enclosure, so you can store all those old CD-ROMs that we had at one time. Yeah,
you got it right.
All right, yeah. That's fantastic, fantastic. So, yeah,
well,
Orin,
you're from Israel, I see, from your badge and stuff like that.
Right.
And we're happy to have you here on the Tech Ranch.
Happy to be here.
And we're excited to tell us a little bit about your company and your product.
IntelliThings, I'm guessing.
IntelliThings,
IntelliThings.
Right, so we are a young company. We were established in 2014. Actually, I come from the security industry, many years in the security industry. Had some business here with the cable operators that do smart home, like Comcast. My previous company was the supplier of all their security sensors and safety sensors. And when I left there, I started IntelliThings with an idea to try and find a way to identify who are the specific people in a room, because that's basically what you need to do in order to create a home which is really smart. People, when they buy smart home, that's what they envision. They envision devices that identify them and adjust based on who's actually in the room. To do that, you need a way to identify who is in the room. Now, we didn't invent, anything special. We do have a patent over the sensor, so eventually we did. But indoor positioning was here before IntelliThings. But indoor positioning is something that you can't do at home. It's just too expensive, hard to deploy. No one does it. We were looking for a simple way to identify who is in the room, and we created Roomy, a sensor that you install at the room entrance on the ceiling. It uses Bluetooth Low Energy technology and creates kind of a virtual Bluetooth Low Energy curtain at the entrance of the room. And then, together with our app, phone app that runs on your phone at all times, the sensor scans for Bluetooth Low Energy devices that it knows. So you need to pair a phone to the device. And as soon as you enter the room, the sensor senses that and let our app on your phone know in which room it is. From this point, the app on the phone does the magic. The app goes and controls the devices in your room. It can be your Sonos, it can be your Philips Hue smart lights, smart thermostat that you have, and sets the room based on the preferences that you've entered into our app. So everything happens for you. You don't need to talk, you don't need to do anything, press a button, nothing. You enter the room, everything changes according to your specific preferences.
Are you able to do like times of day? So
right.
If I want to have something at night,
yeah,
it's different,
yeah,
than a day?
Definitely. So,
okay.
So time of day of the of week, special occasions like your birthday, anniversaries, specific dates, everything is in the app. So
do you see this, it's very interesting, by the way, so do you see this being utilized in businesses as well, classrooms, those type of things?
Yeah, we've had some inquiries from hotels. Hotels, they become smart.
A person walks in the room, the television comes on, the lights go to whatever.
And you have your own, in hotel, many of the newer hotel, everything is connected.
Right.
So the light and the thermostat and everything. So think about, a hotel chain, you are one of their customers. You create your profile, right. And then whenever you check into a room, that room sets according to your preferences. You don't need to do anything.
Dave likes his room at 73 degrees. I like mine at 68.
Right. And the other side of the story, they want to know when you leave the room. Currently, they're using motion sensors, but motion sensors, in most of the times, when you go to sleep, they think that you've left, and they turn everything off on you. With Roomy, they can actually know that you've left.
Gotcha.
So that
I could see using this in offices, too. You come into your office, and, I mean, it could even be a point where it says, hey, Mr. Blair, you've got these appointments, you know, on the app, right?
Man, this is the basic of anything, which is artificial intelligence, right? It starts with understanding who's in front of you. So every service, think about every cable operator now having Netflix-like profiling abilities, right? When you start with Netflix, you select the profile.
Right.
With Roomy, you know who is in the room.
Right.
Not only a single person, you know who else. So you have multi-person context. Netflix doesn't know today when I choose my profile, when I'm alone, I watch Star Trek. When I'm with my wife, I look for something romantic. They don't really understand why. With Roomy, they can.
So that's interesting. So you have, if four people come into a room, do all four of them have to have the app on their device, and then it's able to differentiate between the four different people? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So for us to identify them, they need to have the app running on their phone. The app is a background app, so it runs at all times.
Right. And it can be the hotel app or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So you don't really care about it. It just runs at all times. And at CES, we've just announced integration with smartwatches. So you don't really need your phone with you. If you're at home, you can use your watch.
Yeah.
And we use the watch to identify you.
Yeah. So I'm assuming these are on the market?
Yeah, these are on the market already.
And people can purchase them.
They can purchase on Amazon, on our website.
And what kind of cost?
Start at 69 per sensor. If you buy a pack, it goes lower.
Okay, and you're generally marketing them to the home market right now, or are you just opening for pretty much everything?
We are open towards everything. By the way, we've also released an open API, so basically every third-party developer can get the information that Roomy provides about who is in the room and create personalized services, products, everything.
And a couple battery compartments on there. What kind of batteries?
Two batteries, D-type, alkaline batteries.
Okay.
We last for 3 years.
Okay. Okay, very nice.
And so tell me, in regards to this, where did you get this idea? I'm always curious about, you know, I know security and that kind of stuff, but obviously expanded a little bit more. A lot of times we have so much, too much security, and in some cases not enough. So where did, you know, this vision you developed for this product then?
Well, I think that every smart home user that starts playing with smart home devices envisions something like that. When you start playing with the devices, you say to yourself, man, if I just could have something, this device to identify me and do everything for me. I didn't buy a smart device to have an app button instead of a physical button on the wall, right? That wasn't the idea. I wanted a device to identify me and do the magic. And this is where the idea came from.
So on the profile of myself, I mean, how much information can you put onto that profile?
It's not just a profile. Basically, you set different, we call them charms, right? Roomy is about making magic at home. So each we don't call them automations, we call charms. So you create a charm for different times of the day, different dates, days of the week, whatever, and you define whatever you want the room, each room for each room. So basically you define for each room how you want the room to be when you are present, in the morning, in the evening, during the day. That's it. So everything it's fully dynamic. You can do everything. You can even define that when you enter a specific room, something else happens in another room. So
There are so many uses for this.
There is.
I'm just sitting here thinking about car washes. You know, he have a car wash app. A person buys the pack, the monthly pack for car washes. Yeah. They don't even have to, you need to even punch in a number anymore. You can just drive right into the car wash. And, so many uses.
Yeah.
So I'm just making up stuff as I'm going here.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, this product is something that when you go to sleep today, you'll start thinking about the use case and it will blow your mind.
Yeah, it's every time, you're right. I mean, this is something that, can you use Zapier and Ift to create special instance type of things too?
Right. So we haven't integrated with Ift. Okay. We prefer to do local integrations. By the way, Roomie is all local. So, it won't record you, right? It won't take pictures.
Oh.
It's fully private.
Sure.
It identifies your phone, but it knows nothing about you. Just a number, don't be offended. But you are a number in the system. We know nothing about you. We don't even have a cloud. So we don't send anything to the cloud. It works locally.
Gotcha.
So whenever possible, we do integrations which are direct integrations. And when we need to integrate with the cloud, it will be our app on your phone connecting to the third-party cloud.
Okay. All right.
How long have you been around?
We've started selling in May.
Okay.
Great.
219.
Awesome. And where can we find information?
On our website, www.intellithings.net.
Okay. Very good. It's a pleasure, Oren. We really appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.